continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Sheila in Indiana. Sheila, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I live in Northwest Indiana. I was at work last week, and I have a fellow coworker who tells me I won't believe what she got in the mail. It's a letter from the government. Wanting to know why her son hadn't had his 18-month vaccinations and that they would be going door-to-door, asking people why in general. I told her to bring me the letter so I could Xerox it, send it to you. I had heard you talk about it previously on a show about a couple weeks ago, maybe. I listened to yours on YouTube, and I about passed out on the floor at work when she told me this, because even though I hear it, to hear it from the mouth of somebody who works with me was just unbelievable. So that's what I called in to tell you. I've been waiting to tell you this all day. What do we do when we get the when I get the letter? I decided not to vaccinate my children any further than I've already damaged them. So I probably should be getting a letter soon because my son has not gotten his 2-year shots. It's just
well, ma'am, they're gonna again. It's all cholera law, but yes, all over the country, and this has been in mainstream news the last couple of years. Really creepy bureaucrats in, like, fake police uniforms. It's normally a private contractor through the city health department or state health department with a federal grant, and they show up in these weird vans, and they come and threaten you in many cases. Like, if you open the door and go, what are you doing here? They'll kind of grovel and leave. But if you act like the average American, you know, you see a uniform, you start groveling, they'll start intimidating. They write reports for CPS if they see any dog hair on the floor or any clothes on the floor, which is normal. And they'll say, you're going to be arrested if you don't take the shots. And they get bounties on your kids, and they'll shoot them up right there. And, yeah, no. I mean, Obama said he wanted his 13 million volunteers. Only a million showed up, thank God. But they don't care. They're getting trained. They go door to door and intimidate and say, why don't you support health care? Why don't you support this? And again, it's not just Obama. They're setting the precedent. When a Republican gets in, it'll just shift to other issues. But they're building the infrastructure. And, do you have the letter? Because I would like to show people that.
I would definitely. The girl that I talked to, she said she'd bring it in today. I work tonight. And I just told her to scratch out her name and any personal information and that I could Xerox them and send at least a couple to you or one to you. Do I just go on your InfoWars, go to your email and just...
Yeah, the problem is my guys all work real hard, but our email system, it's good. It just gets 10,000 a day or something, so it gets all scrambled. Let me put you on hold and give you the Hoosiers email, and then keep your eyes open for that. You can also, it's always smart to CC it to Aaron at InfoWars.com, CC it to Watson, CC it to Kurt. If something's really important, just send it to everybody and hopefully we'll get it. And then call back or email us, you know, if you don't see us cover it. But we're kind of getting desensitized ourselves. We get so many letters with them taking people's kids for no reason. So many letters with them taking people's kids because the neighbor sees them, yell at them. There's no law. You can't yell at them, but they still take them. The family courts violate the Seventh Amendment, totally criminal. But it just hell is out there. But people aren't aware of it because the mainstream media doesn't. Everybody's being abused in isolated ways.
Yeah. How long do you think they're going to bust down the door? I just don't answer it because I don't think I'm going to answer the door if some men in uniform come to my door.
That's why we have in every other country. I make the point that hundreds of nations fell in the last century to tyranny alone. Most nations fall to tyranny, 99% of the time, literally. And that's why the Founding Fathers said, if you want to come to my house and talk to me, you better have a warrant. But they're just slowly, through practice, through color of law criminality, getting rid of it. You don't answer the door for the local thugs when they come with their injectors. We'll be right back.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's a new way to do talk radio. You open your mic up live and just cough right in the microphone. I'm working during every break on other projects. My whole life is just a blur of New World Order corruption. The last lady, Sheila in Indiana, called in, for those that just joined us, and she was talking about how she heard on the show that these weird hired contractors, sometimes city workers, sometimes CPS or health department, send you threatening letters. And this has been in the news. I've been hearing about this for years, but the last few months I've seen it in the news. And they say, we show your child's not vaccinated. Why? Especially in Northern California, where in some areas over 65% of the children, the news reports it with horror, aren't vaccinated in some of the most highly educated, affluent cities, because the parents aren't stupid. I mean, I have AP, Reuters, London Telegraph here, where Homeland Security and NHS workers in England, not just here, but will not take the shot. The majority, I mean, these are doctors, won't take it. But the government then sends you threatening letters. We're coming to your house, finding out why you haven't taken all these dozens of different vaccines. And then their excuse is, I hear Dr. Dina Dell almost every week when I tune in, because I just have to be in the car driving to work when that's on. They re-air it locally on Sundays here, so I hear it driving into the office, because my show comes on after that here locally and syndicated as well. But the point is that I'm driving, and I hear him say, I think it's just terrible people won't vaccinate their children. They're endangering your children. And so they need to be arrested, and they need to be charged, and they need to be sued. With this government's history of chemical, biological, radiological testing on troops and foster kids and black people and killing people, I mean, all the thousands of declassified cases of irradiating foster children to death, I mean, the list goes on and on. I always just throw out the few well-known examples. Releasing biologicals on the New York subway, 68, killed a bunch of people, but that remains classified. They admit they killed people and had army doctors posing as regular doctors in local hospitals to test the progress of the disease. No, that was really to test whether they had doctors that were cold-blooded to kill, so they could then advance them up to put psychopaths in higher rooms to start larger cadre groups under them. That's how this works. So all of that is going on. But the reason I wanted to talk a little bit more about what she was discussing is it wasn't real for her till it happened to her coworker, till her coworker got the letter saying, "We're coming to your house to ask why you hadn't taken the shots." It's intimidation. Just like they tell the parents, the schools, "We're going to have a town hall to get you straight. We run the community now. We're the boss now. We're the federal node into the police department and the schools. We run your town now. We're going to tell you, mommy and daddy, what you're going to do. We're going to keep your kids 12 months out of the year, 10 hours a day, not 8 hours a day." That's just for starters. It worked in China and Russia. We're doing it here. But notice it didn't hit her when she heard it on the show till it actually happened to her in her own life. Now, I understand what she's going through. When I was in Hardin, Montana, and then the last night I went up to Billings to stay in the local hotel, and that morning, going down to get some coffee, on the first floor, for some reason, the doors opened on the third floor, and there were all these Girl Scouts, and the door started closing again, but I noticed police, so I hit the button again and stepped out. And then actually, and I know I've told the story repeatedly, but it's so important. And I thought, should I go get a camera? And I just looked at the cops, and I looked at Homeland Security, and I looked at them getting off on indoctrinating the kids. And then there's issues of taping, you know, children. And I thought, well, I can sneak up here with a camera. This all went through my head in a split second and kind of shoot them from the back so it doesn't show their faces. That's what CNN did when they reported how great it was that Girl Scouts will be spying on you. They showed kids from the back or blurred their faces. And I just did what everybody else did. I said, I can't handle this crap anymore. I just got in the elevator, closed it, and then left Montana. None of us are perfect. I mean, you know, the great Alex Jones, the big fighter of the New World Order, I wasn't expecting it. And that's how tyranny works. You don't expect CPS at your door. You don't expect your daughter gets a bruise on her knee in gym class, so they come strip search her in Hays County and try to take her away from you and don't tell the parents, violating state law, they did it. And then they lie about it and say they didn't. And then later admit they did. You know, you don't expect lying and criminality and evil, because you're not evil. At least you're not overtly, wantonly evil, given over to evil. And so, I mean, I'm getting to the point the same way. I mean, it's even overwhelming me where I'm just like, my God, what's coming next? You know, I mean, it's bad enough to know they're training Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts to spy on their parents. But then to get emails from Boy Scout and Girl Scout leaders going, it is true we get a badge for preparedness and to help Homeland Security, but it's not like you say. And then I've got their own literature, and I've seen them training them, and it's not as bad as you say with the Boy Scouts. It's only one group of Boy Scouts, only one division, and they list the name of it. You know, one that trains to help police and go after veterans and gun owners. You know, just, they just find any reason to, let me tell you, it's un-American to open a door up, and there's hundreds of little girls with police and Homeland Security. I mean, let me tell you, that isn't America. And if you don't know that that isn't America and that is dangerous as hell, I don't know what to say to you anymore. Folks, we know where this road goes. We're almost there. Here's an analogy. It's like you're a kid. Your parents put you in the back of the car. You go, where are we going, Mom and Dad? We're going to the carnival. We're going to the fair. And you kind of don't believe it. You're so excited because, you know, it's a surprise. And you're like, really? 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 I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And then finally, you see the Ferris wheel at night off in the distance. And you're like, oh, we really are going to the fair. I mean, my parents always surprised me. I don't know if you have those similar memories, but the point is that I'm here with a pair of binoculars going, world government, new world order, global corporate takeover. Here's their own documents. And it's not on the news, so people go, oh, you're a liar. Now we're arriving at the new world order. It isn't a fun Ferris wheel. It's a slaughterhouse. And you can smell the stench. You can hear the braying sheep. And still people are in denial. Okay, you have been warned. Let's go ahead and talk to Lex in Ohio. Lex, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Great show today. Awesome guest, the doctor earlier, and really appreciated Sheila's call. I also want to talk about some Prison Planet-inspired research about vaccines and the flu that I've been doing. But first I wanted to tell you how I actually found your show in the first place, which was totally by accident. I was on Justin.TV last November trying to watch football for free like a macho tough guy. And through looking for things in Texas, found you, and I was instantly hooked, man. You're all over Justin TV with movies and clips and fans. So really inspiring. But I also, the downside was finding out how hard it is to be your fan because in these times, you know, liberty and truth and hero worship, hero vilification, disinformation – It's pretty brutal. So I encourage people to find online forums and places like Justin TV. I'm in a room a lot called Verbal Militia TV, and we show your movies, encourage people to do their own research just like you do. We try to tell people to focus more on the message and not the messenger. But the reason I called is to tell you I followed your and Dr. Tenpenny's advice. I think it saved my daughter's life. She's 6 months old today. We did not vaccinate her and have no intentions to. She's a picture of health. Our friends that have had kids right around the same time, you know, I've got friends with 8 months old and 4 months old, earaches, runny noses, the kids don't sleep, they're grouchy, they're fussy, but, you know, our kid, honestly, a perfect 6 months to the day. So since I, you know, kind of fell onto your bandwagon and Dr. Tenpenny's bandwagon, I've started following her. She's from Ohio, like me. Not only did I download all the PDF inserts like you guys recommended from FDA.gov, it's really easy to do, I read each and every one of them and found it. And hopefully you can help me out here because I want to make sure, you know, I'm not a doctor and I know you're not either, but maybe you can help me understand this. But all
no, it says it doesn't protect you from the flu. It can sterilize you and give you cancer.
Absolutely. So all the flu shots this year, not just the H1N1 specific vaccine,
they all contain,
all contain H1N1, as they did last year and the year before that and the year before that. H1N1 is the most common strain of type A influenza on the planet, so it always kills more people worldwide than any other strain. I mean, if H1N1 was the swine flu, pigs would be dying. And
no, it's all lies. Literally, it's all a giant fraud and a hoax. It's the adjuvants they're adding that are really going to screw people up. But going back to what you talked about, getting involved and reaching out on the trolls, they don't even hide it anymore. I don't spend a lot of time on this because I'm too busy, but we should do a big report on it. At least 60% of the time on YouTube, I will notice the same people keep commenting in hundreds of my videos every day like it's their job. I mean, I can go to hundreds of my videos and the same guys are there saying the same thing. You go to their YouTube channels and they're in Iraq with machine guns and they admit they work for the U.S. government and they're taking over. So, I mean, these are absolute traitors. Stay there.
remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
Look at Jimmy Vaughn. Don't Double Trouble, no Fabulous shackles. Thunderbirds, all those other great
Don't
top
no shackles on me.
Blues, rock and roll bands. He goes to events all over the country for Ron Paul and others. He makes great music, speaking out against the New World Order and Big Brother. And he sings about, I don't want any chains on my family. Look at Muse, one of the number one rock and roll bands in the world right now. Big fans of this show, endorse this show, wear InfoWars and TerrorStorm shirts on international TV, speak out against the New World Order. Glenn Beck endorses him and says that he loves him. They send him a letter and a phone call saying, do not endorse us. We know your new world order. And maybe we can keep Glenn Beck in line, because he says all the right things up to the point he betrays you. And I hate to have to keep going back to Glenn Beck. I just watched some of him yesterday, and it's really scary what he's doing. Same thing with Limbaugh and all these guys. They're exposing Obama, but they're not exposing the Republicans, which are controlled by the same group. And if we don't get past the distractions of the left and right, it's over. But getting back to COINTELPRO, the FBI program that's declassified, of how they try to discredit leaders. The system knows that when national TV and print attacks me, that people don't trust the mainstream media. So for most people, that's a badge of honor, a badge of certification that I'm bona fide. But when they have people attack me and lie, and there's hundreds of them, I'm a Scientologist. No, I'm not. Never have been. I work for the Vatican. And I'm not bashing Catholics, but my whole family's Protestant. The Ayers family and others helped found Texas. We're famous Protestants. We came here for the Protestant religion, pushing it in Texas. That's not true. Trying to get Catholics and Protestants to fight with each other. That we're owned by ABC. ABC does not own any of Genesis, owns nothing we're doing, no affiliation other than years ago we leased a satellite, a radio satellite. And, of course, station owners are laughing at this because they know the number one satellite receiver was an ABC Star guy. Before that, it was owned by another company. It's the same satellite. Now it's Chancellor or something else. The point is, we go lease a satellite. Like I have phone service with AT&T. I'm not owned by AT&T. They say that. They lie and say some Saudi Arabian guy owns us because there's some other company called Genesis. And they know full well that's not true. They can go read the incorporation papers of Genesis Communications in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They don't care because they're operatives. And it's one thing to know they're operatives in your gut and to recognize it. But it's another thing to just over time, you see a commenter and they give their handle and you go to their MySpace and they're in psych warfare. They're in the military or they work for the ADL or they work for a big government group. And now on YouTube, they don't even hide it. They have websites about what online brigade they are countering disinfo. And the Pentagon admits they're doing this. And they're there in their uniforms. And they even do broadcasts in their uniforms with camo behind them saying, I'm a liar and a traitor. And then I find they have dummy accounts, though, that they'll have linked that look like other people. And they're, 8-10 hours a day, you'll see them posting in every video. And it really hits you like a punch in the stomach. Man, the military really is targeting me. I mean, they really are that bad. I don't mean the whole military or our troops, but the system. They really have people who think that's freedom to be out there lying about me. And they don't care. They notice like a fishing bait. Oh, a purple worm with a yellow tail is catching black bass right now. Or it's not catching them. I'll go to a black worm with a red tail or a green worm with a pink tail. You know, they'll say, I'm an anti-Semite. Or they'll say, I know I work for Israel. Or they'll say that I said there were space aliens in the Hardin, Montana detention center and mustard gas. I never said that. But they just go and say it everywhere. And then people say, you've got to respond. You've got to talk about this. What is there to talk about? The establishment wants to keep me from covering issues and warning people about the flu shot and the Gardasil shot and the plunging dollar and the police state and the New World Order. I'm not taxing you. I'm not taking over your bank account. I'm not enslaving you. I'm not injecting you. The elites are, but they want us all to infight with each other instead of ever focusing on them. It's unbelievable, and it's getting worse.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Yesterday on air, I talked about how I'm in over my head. And I got a lot of emails and even saw some comments saying, Alex, you know, if you can't handle the pressure, take some time off. People misunderstood what I was saying. It was a point of strength, a point of growth, which I already consciously recognize that I can't save the world. None of us can individually. But just to say to myself, it's in God's hands, and I'm going to do the best job I can. But to also realize I am in over my head, and I can't do it all. Now, that's a far cry from the average person who just says, I don't care, and smiles and laughs about the state of the world, and just doesn't care and is so selfish, they don't realize that by being selfish, they destroy their own society, their own future. We're going to take William, Steve, and Joe's calls. That's all I have time for with calls because I do have a news blitz I want to cover. And we're going to have the world premiere of trailer number 4 of Fall of the Republic in T-minus 7 minutes. But right now I want to go to Marty Schachter, who joins us once a month, because solutions are symbiotic. Doing things that are good for the consumer, good for the radio show that gets the message out, good for the company that makes it, because by supporting an true, organic, high-quality, but very low-price, value like the Calvin Pure Soap Company, we grow the infrastructure. Just like 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic food, non-GMO in stores. Now it's half the food in stores, displacing the big agribusiness, and they're getting mad. Just like the Second Amendment culture is growing in polls. Less Americans want to restrict the Second Amendment now. 25 years ago, you look at the polls, the majority of Americans were pro-abortion. Now it's flipped. The vast majority are against it. We're winning. That's why they're going from the velvet glove of tyranny to taking the velvet glove off and saying, okay, you are in a tyranny. They're getting rid of that pretense. That makes them weaker. The point is, I like having Marty up once a month because I discovered his Pure Soap because the sales manager at Genesis was a big fan of it. Into organics, into environment and things. And since it's factory direct, it's 85% off. It was the sales manager that got Marty Schachter to ever advertise. Marty didn't advertise. Marty's been around since 1947. Marty, when he got back from World War II in the chemical corps, chemical weapons, noticed that the new detergents were chemical weapons, basically. So he said, "Why? Where's all the soap? It's all gone." And he and his father, now he runs it with his son, 63 years almost, running the Calvin Pure Soap Company out of Oakland, California. Factory direct to your door, whether you want a little tote bag or a year supply, they got it all. This is how you fight the New World Order. One little way is patronizing, consuming, supporting people that give you a high-quality product that's good for your family. And we also educate people about what's in the detergents and in the fake soaps. Marty, good to have you here with us.
Oh, thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure talking to you and your listeners.
Five-star soap.
Once-a-month thrill.
Well, it's my month-to-month thrill to have you and always hear the limerick. Fivestarsoap.com. You can spell out five or the number five. Fivestarsoap.com. Got banners on Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. Marty, just in a nutshell, tell folks about Calvin Pure Soap, the tote bag sampler, and the great line of products you have.
Well, number one, we feel that we want to give to your listeners freedom of choice. They don't have it now. Procter & Gamble dominates the chemical industry. They did last year $65 billion worth of business, spent 10% of that on TV advertisement to brainwash and hypnotize the consumer to get their junk science chemicals. And we feel that we can do better than that, twice as good as that, three times as good as that, with Pure Soap, which they don't make anymore. And we were very proud of that. We not only have the soap in individual little bottles and packages, but we do something no one else does. We do it in bulk. We've got a 1 through 5 year bulk packages, which they can get with our free catalog, complete details of what we're talking about. And we're talking about an expense of $2 to $3 a week for all their bath soap, air soap, dish soap, laundry soap, cleaning accessories in their home, unconditionally guaranteed. Twice to three times better than anything that's available in the marketplace, anything that they've ever used. So to get started, they went out to get a sampler. Well, we have what we call a 1 to 2 month sampler. It weighs out about 6 pounds. It's our cost, low cost leader. It's $20 plus shipping. It's got bath soap, air soap, dish soap, laundry soap, cleaning accessories, book of instructions, all put together. Once you use it, you'll never use anything else ever again. For your bathing, for your hair, for your laundry, for your dishes, for your floors, for your windows, for your all-purpose cleaning, everything. This is what we offer. No one else does, and we do it special for Alex Jones listeners.
Absolutely. It was Genesis that brought Calvin Soap to the public because before, and still, you sell to finer hotels, hospitals, because the establishment, the corporates, know how to save money. They don't want to wash their hands with chemical weapons and wash their hair and breathe all the toxic fumes they call perfumes. They get Calvin Pure Soap, so you get better quality, none of the distillates of the oil industry that they dump in your food and in the fake soaps. You get much less expensive, delivered to your home, high quality, and save money. So you pay to be enslaved. You pay to be killed. It's like mothers pay $900 for the three-shot regimen of the Gardasil that maims and kills their daughters openly, and because the TV says it, they keep marching forward like lemmings off a cliff. It's time to stop that. FiveStarSoap.com. The operators, the family, the workers, that's who you talk to. You're talking to the place where they're making the soap, the real soap at FiveStarSoap.com. Give them a call. Get the sampler tote bag or get a brochure or get a year supply. Don't wait. Save money. I really feel good promoting a product like this. Marty, give them the number.
1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091. We're here waiting. My whole family is waiting here. We're not a big corporation. We're a small family-owned business. My son is my manager. My daughter is my secretary. We've got family working here. But one goal in mind, the satisfaction of the consumer, especially the Alex Jones consumer.
Well, everybody says they want to support Made in America. They want to support family businesses. And you save money, and it's organic, California certified, highest certification, 5starsoap.com. And we'll put that number back on screen. It's 800-340-7091, 800-340-7091. Don't wait, folks. Marty, give us a limerick.
I got a good limerick here for you. Have we got time for a Columbus story?
Sure.
Well, everybody knows Columbus, what he's done. Yesterday was a major federal holiday for Columbus. Here's a guy that went to Queen Isabella in 1492, got the money from the queen to rent out. He went to Hertz rent a boat, and he got the three boats. He got the Obama, the Hillary, and the, what was the other? Oh, the Pelosi. That was the lead boat. And he went over to find a new world, came on back. The queen called him to her office and says, okay, Chris, what'd you find out? Is the world flat? And says, Your Majesty, the world is not flat. The world is not round. The world is crooked.
Oh, my gosh. Marty, FiveStarSoap.com. Good to hear from you, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Here's the limerick. You ready?
Yes.
There once was a man from Australia who painted his ass like a dahlia. The color was fine, likewise the design, but the aroma, oh, that was a failure.
All right, Marty Schachter, always good to have you. Take care, buddy. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. That kind of livened up the splitting headache I have today. You know, I haven't had an allergy attack in months and months and months, so I've been drinking a lot more water and pretty much trying to only eat organic food. But I have got one hell of a headache going right now. I'm just announcing that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go to William, Steve, Joe, and a few others here and hit some final news. But here is the fourth and next to final. Next Monday, we're going to have the police state trailer from the police state section of Fall the Republic. Here is the fourth trailer. This is the financial trailer. And all told, we've had over 300,000 views on the last three trailers we put out. That's just counting the YouTube channel. We know it's a lot more than that. I want this film to be seen. I want it to spell out who's destroying our country, who is behind it, what their game plan is, and how to stop them. And the film details who the bankers are, how they carried out the financial crises, what their next step is to bankrupt the dollar, to bring in the new bank of the world, how they're going to set up the domestic police state, how they're using the TV to mind control people, the sports, all of it. I mean, this is a whole new level in film production for me. And it's a whole new budget level as well. So pre-order it at InfoWars.com. We're going to be shipping the DVDs out on the 20th and 21st. So we're going to ship these out in the order that the orders are received. And so be the first to get Fall of the Republic, Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack H. Obama. Order it today at InfoWars.com, the DVD, or call toll-free to get the DVD, 888-253-3139. You can also look on the website or ask when you call about combo deals. We've got T-shirts as low as $5.95. That's basically a cost. It costs us like $4. I just want to get the shirts out there with the Gadsden flag and Don't Tread on Me. And there's a whole bunch of great shirts we've had made, over 50 of them now, on Infowars.com. We've got combo specials where you can get the Obama Deception half price, where you can get Camp FEMA half price when you order it with Fall of the Republic. So be sure and check out those combos and specials for Fall of the Republic at Infowars.com, or you can call 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And please get the trailer that we're about to be posting up on InfoWars and Prison Planet, the latest trailer, or whichever of the four you think's the best, and send that out to your email list. Give it to your friends and family. Show it to them so that they get an inkling of what's happening. People are getting angry right now, but they're being led by Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck, these fake patriots, down a rat hole. We need to show them the full picture of how both parties are controlled and the big overarching agenda. Not enough for Sean Hannity to admit the New World Order is real now, after a decade of saying it didn't exist. It's not enough for Beck after denying it existed. And I used to listen to him when he first got on the radio. I mean, 2000, 2001, I would hear Beck when he was first getting syndicated. Because local group of radio stations that had me on were owned by Mormon folks, and they were nice, they put me on. But he was Mormon, so they put him on immediately. The point is that I've been listening to this guy since day one, and he is a complete flip-flopper. You better watch your butt with him. All right, here's the trailer.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world for the last 2,500 years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
So is this some sort of a new world order, which Gordon Brown kind of alluded to?
I think the new world order is emerging.
We have to stand up to preserve a republic here and a rule of law, which is under dire threat.
For a couple of hours, you could say Mr. Obama was president of the world.
Obama has made it quite clear by his actions, never mind his words, his actions, as to who owns them, who he works for, and who he serves. And it's not the American people.
Just as George W. Bush betrayed his foolish followers, so must Obama, because his only allegiance is to his offshore masters.
Summers tells Obama what to do. Summers tells Geithner what to do.
So we had Snow, we had Paulson, now we have Geithner. All these people cut from the same bowl of cloth.
All you folks don't even realize that you're helping people that you're associated with, and you should be recusing yourself.
I behaved with the...
You don't think you should have recused yourself?
Every time in history when a group of banks in conjunction with the government was given the power to expand the money supply at will, those economic systems always collapsed.
If they make a mistake, they get bailed out. If everyone else makes a mistake, they get put in jail, called a terrorist.
The tune of $23,700,000,000,000 worth of taxpayer exposure for the bailouts is quite striking.
This is by probably an order of magnitude the biggest fraud in history.
Why would you need the international bankers? Why would any government agree to use them?
It's nothing more than a private, hostile, corporate takeover of every sovereign nation on earth.
So for the first time in history, we really have this new form of an empire.
Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Available on DVD at Infowars.com and online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The destiny of humanity is in our hands. October 21st, 2009.
Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, the destiny of humanity is in our hands. And when you come to the realization of that, none of this crap matters. Acting cool, being tough. If your hair is falling out, you got wrinkles, all the vain women, all the tough guy men. The Republic is really falling. It's the Republic that made this country so great and so wealthy and so happy. People died. A lot of people died on bloody fields in this nation. So you'd have a little bit of freedom and get a little bit of respect from your government. Now, that hedge of protection is being pulled away right now. Our shields are dropping. They're going down right now. The New World Order is locked on with its guns. All the bad stuff you've seen is just the vanguard, the front line. There are scouts going over us. They are boiling all around us, lined up around us like an enemy army massing on our border. And I'm in here on the radio going, I'm Alex Jones, wartime broadcaster, Republic under attack, broadcasting from occupied United States. This is serious. And it almost lessens the seriousness of it that I do it in a commercial format with sponsors and ads. We got to fund ourselves. You know, because I'm kind of myself calmly here covering it. But believe me, I just had the hair on the back of my neck standing up. Do you know what happens when tyranny comes in? And they're setting it up to be worse than Nazi Germany, worse than Maoist China, worse than Communist Russia, worse than Pol Pot's Cambodia, worse than Caesar's Rome. Your call straight ahead. Final segment. Stay the course.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cow Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cow Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at Infowars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cow Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cow Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Calls here. Just a heads up, because every time I go out of town, people flip out wondering where I am. I've got to go do one more shoot with Jesse Ventura tomorrow in Los Angeles, but I'll be back tomorrow night. So tomorrow we got a great rebroadcast lined up for you, and then I'll be here live Thursday Friday and Sunday show. We got a very important guest coming up this week on a host of issues. Let's go to William in New Jersey. William, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you today, except for that headache?
Pretty good.
I just wanted to comment on something that one of your callers had mentioned earlier. He said that he had been involved in a in an overseas ministry and was surprised and disappointed when he came back to the States to see the level of apathy in the churches concerning church promotion of the war, the typical religious right spiel that comes from most churches. And, you know, the reason for that is really it's so blatantly obvious. And, you know, Christians go to church every Sunday and they sit in the pews and they look dead on at this thing and they don't even know what they're looking at. It's kind of like, you know, not being able to see the forest for the trees. But the reason why the church is in the pitiful state of affairs in America that it is because the church is really not a church. It's a corporate entity. It is a corporate entity that has entered into an unholy alliance.
It's 501c3, and they did it just like they do with the vaccines. In the 50s, they said, oh, just sign this form. It's your tax waiver, not knowing it was waiving all their First Amendment rights, that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And by signing that tax exemption form, they became a charity under federal control, not a church under the First Amendment. And it's now the same thing with the premises ID and animal ID waiving rights to your property.
Saddest thing about it is the fact that the people have bought this thing hook, line, and sinker. And instead of being vigilant and instead of believing the scriptures, they have instead bought hook, line, and sinker what the leaders have told them.
I hear you. I got to jump. It's great points, William. Steve in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. I called to talk about a few weeks ago, you had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on, and then you had to break because you had your crew calling in from the fiasco there in Pittsburgh. And Dr. Tenpenny asked you a question. You were talking about the flu. What can we do, Alex? I wanted to give some pointers about that. First of all, okay, and the doctor you had on earlier, he alluded to this, opt out of the whole medical system because they're all brainwashed for the most part. And, you know, these doctors, they're the main pill pushers for Big Pharma, so that says enough about that. But I was going to say it's a matter of keeping up your resistance by keeping up your immune system, and that involves, you know, proper eating with your diet, nutrition, organic foods, and the
sunlight,
water that's
vitamin,
not corrupted.
Sunlight, vitamin D, colloidal silver. We covered it repeatedly today, but I appreciate your call. Joe in North Carolina, take us out. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
Need to know what kind of sidearm you're packing so I can send you those silver bullets. A couple things real quick. I heard a woman earlier talking about Fayetteville and Fort Bragg. They do it's actually once a year, and they've been doing it for quite a few years, called Robin Sage.
Yeah. Look, we're out of time. You'll have to call me back Thursday. God bless you all. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. Great job, crew. Rebroadcast our sound.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.